Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I am here with my girl Ruby.
Hello, everybody.
You guys, we have a very special guest with us today. I want you to meet David Carvajal. He is going to come and talk to us about his very special project he is doing about men's mental health. And David, welcome to Girl Talking Mas podcast.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm very excited. Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. We're really excited to have you. You know, when you reached out on the Girl Talking Mas page, I told Marissa, I was like, Marissa, we have to interview him. Like, this is really cool. The same day that you shared that video, I watched it and it was just, you know, I was like, we have to learn a little bit more about this.
Yeah.
we always talk about the girl side, you know, and it's like, let's get a man's perspective.
Yeah, that's actually that when I saw you guys' thing, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Let me see. I wanted to know what your perspective was on the female side on the film too. I'm like, because there's the male perspective, but what you guys took away from it is that it's always a good contrast.
Yes, for sure. And before we dive deep into Smile Now, Cry Later, which is the name of your film, we want to learn more about you. Tell us where you're from and kind of how you got into doing this and the passion behind this project.
So I'm originally from the Rio Grande Valley. I'm from Mission, Texas, little nowhere town. And I found myself here in San Antonio a couple of years ago. And I got involved with this project with the director, Keanu Cordeo, because we had done a project together. Like, we did a little action film, which is primarily all I was doing is kind of like action-based stuff. And I had started to kind of get the yearning for doing something really grounded in reality. And I had never done anything emotional like that before. It was always Robin Banks, you know, shooting up.
Wow. Do you play the typical Latino in all the movies?
You know, I've tried. I found myself there.
It happens. I know.
I found myself there, and I was like, you know what? I needed some reality-based stuff, and Keanu showed me the script, and he actually wanted me to play the brother originally.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
He originally wanted me to play the brother, and then I read the script, and I was like, look, man, I'm either going to be Joey, and we're going to audition for this, or, you know, that's it. And fortunately, he gave me the chance. He took a shot on me, and I was able to earn the role for Joey there. And so all thanks to Keanu for giving me that shot.
That is so awesome. And is that so? Are you an actor? Is that your background? Kind of like your drive of what you're doing?
No, I'm kind of a little bit of a jack of all trades, master. Yes. I primarily write my film, produce them. I'll direct some of them. But this one specifically, Keanu wrote, Keanu directed. I just acted and produced in. So it was kind of nice to take a little bit of the weight off of a lot of producing, but found my way back into it with him.
That's awesome.
I love it too much.
So what pulled me in when I was watching, when I was watching the trailer at first, was the importance of men's mental health and how we need to recognize it more, and especially like in our community, like in our Hispanic community, the Latino community. I feel like it's like, you know, and it's kind of like almost with everybody, but especially with the men in our families, like you don't talk about it, you don't show it, you don't show your feelings, you don't cry, you don't make any of that known. So tell me a little bit more about like being, you know, playing the part that you played, and you did have to show a lot of emotion and be very emotional in that state. Yeah. So how was that, and did you connect to it at all personally? Like, how did you kind of bring that character to life?
I connected with it. You're right on the money there, because Keanu, who wrote the film, he said, you know, it's a little bit kind of a off of him. You know, he couldn't show that much emotion with his father, with his brother, you know, outcasted. And where I really resonated with the character was the guy really was in touch. He was in touch with his mental health because he liked to journal. Mm-hmm. He was really trying to keep it together. And where I used that is I made this project on Spotify the year before. And myself writing that project, I was just trying to get myself out of a funk. I found myself in Nowheresville myself, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I had to basically write myself out of that mindset. And I remember when I finished writing that project, I just felt this weight just get lifted right off of me. So the journal, the character in the film journaling, that resonated with me. I was like, I need to do that. In terms of the personal aspect of it, I kind of created the rest of it from there. Because personally, I didn't go through what that character went through. But funny thing, I didn't even do drugs. So that was kind of the funny thing too, is just creating that sort of character and talking a lot to Keanu, because Keanu's personal life really was
It
inspired
was
by
part of that.
getting
Yeah, sounds
understanding
like
how he
one.
felt, his relationship with his father, and how those things made him feel.
And I feel like that like is this so important to bring out. Like I love that you said journaling was something that you have taken in because Ruby and I have both
We
went through
love
these like yeah, we
it.
love it.
We love
We've been through
journaling.
these life transitions over the last few years in our lives, and journaling, I want to say, like literally, I feel like saved me and like creating, like doing like my creative side that I get to do, which is this podcast and creating stuff for the brands that I get to work with on my platform. And like, so I feel like when you said journaling and you just kind of like getting yourself out of that funk, thank God you were strong enough to make that decision for yourself and do that. Because I feel like so many people can get lost. And so you know, and men, you know, a lot of our men, you know, in our community can get lost in that in between stage of when you're somewhere where you're in a funk and how do you get out of it, you know? And how do you navigate that?
It's been real. Where really touched me is, I have a lot of personal friends who I've lost in the community to that, and it's really unfortunate, because it's like, man, what could have been put together for them? You know what I mean? Like, what could have been put in front to try to mitigate some of those emotions, and trying to have the discernment of, these emotions, they're meant to serve me but not control me. And
That's
it's
a
a big
good.
awareness that you have to practice it, and then you have to put it into action.
Well
So
said, David. That is very well said.
And
thanks.
what feedback have you guys received from men about this film and how you guys portray that?
They like the honesty, the portrayal of it, especially when the character is with his romantic interests, and he can't get it together. And there's been, moments in my personal life where I'm out to dinner, and I'm supposed to be help celebrating a birthday, and for some reason I'm like, man, I look pissed off, and I'm like, man, I'm about to break down, and I could not tell you why. You know what I mean? So I really got with that, where the character is just trying to be with this person that he loves, and he can't keep it together. It's inside, the wheels are turning just a little too fast, and where he can control. So the honesty there, and that approach, and as well as the medicinal aspect of taking LSD, and how that helps. What I'm remembering, we were at the San Antonio Film Festival, and just the other day, we had somebody who was telling us about how shrooms had just really completely changed their relationship with their sister. She was going through a lot of mental health issues, and she started doing microdosing, and how that's just dramatically improved her living and everything around her. And
Yeah, something that's so taboo or was so taboo, you know, before. I feel like, you know, me being in the industry that I'm in right now, we see it a lot where people use it for medicine and for, you know, the mental health and things like that. So, but of course, Hispanics really don't believe in that. But yeah, there's definitely some help. And me personally, I really liked also that, you know, that character, that woman figure didn't give up on you.
That's
And I
right.
really like that, you know, because I feel like it's always helpful to have a woman that's there to like help you as well get through it. So I really like that part of the film as well.
Thank you. I think what I like what Keanu did with that is, our goal is to have every role matter. So everything is significant. Specifically, is the woman representation in the film is, not having her be just my character's love interest, but especially the person who played her, actually, like, really, she makes an imprint on the film and on the character. she helps push
Yeah,
the story forward.
exactly.
Because that's also, you know, even in our level of filmmaking, it's the female representation is not where it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we, yeah, and we've spoken to a lot of, so we've interviewed so many people that have felt that way about it too.
It's I have 2 daughters, and I was at a screening once, and you know, I saw the majority of films and how some of the women were being treated, and I'm like, if I was my daughter at a film festival, I wouldn't want to audition for any of these fucking movies.
Yeah, a lot of our friends that are actresses, they go through this. We've interviewed a few of them, and they've gone through it their whole career. I mean, some of them have been in this industry for 20 years, and they're always in the same roles, you know, like same type of roles. And it's just like, at this point in, you know, at this point in time, it's like something has to change, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the, I mean, I never want to write a role that I don't know anything of, so we're always getting the input, but also too, I'm always a big proponent on, hey, we gotta, so I was only really able to negotiate myself into certain areas because I took control of my, I guess, creativity early on and decided I'm only going to work on things I produce.
That's
And,
amazing.
you know, just
Yeah,
betting
so
on
you
myself.
have a hand in it, and you have like a little bit of control, you know, a little bit of
Very
input.
creatively, and that's
Absolutely.
my biggest recommendation. It's just what it takes is it's a different kind of involvement. It's more than just showing up on set that day and working. It's really
Yes.
having the director by the hand saying, "Hey, brother, I'm here with you the whole ride." And you know, with that trust, that collaboration, they'll start trusting your input.
Yes.
It goes beyond, you know, Instagram posts and everything like that. You got to be there for the director when he's down, you know, to really help produce every aspect of it.
Yeah. Do you do any writing at all yourself, like as a blog or thinking of a book or anything like that?
Yeah, I write a lot, so I write a lot. But I write a lot of my own screenplays. I guess it's referred to as an audiobook, because I've written 3 books that I have on Amazon,
Oh, okay.
and I was writing my fourth. Yeah, I never promote them. I promoted them a long time ago. Years went by, but then I was writing my fourth book. It's called Riot in Cell Block 95, and it's about mental health because I was in a really dark place when I was writing that. Not
Oh,
like.
wow.
Everything outside was great. That's the irony. Everything outside here was sunshine and rainbows. It's really just, you know, the things that you live with. And I was writing the story, and it was about these two characters trying to break out of a prison. And the allegory was, you know, the prison really is just it's just this mental place. And I was going to release the book, but we put it on Spotify. And we put sound effects, and it's a movie. It's basically an audio movie on Spotify now, and it turned into a whole different
Oh,
thing.
wow. That's awesome.
I love it. Yeah, it's called Riot in Cell Block 95. If anybody wants to check it out,
And
it
when
really
did you do that?
2021,
Oh,
2021,
okay.
so
Right after, during like COVID still.
right after COVID. Yeah, right after COVID. It was right after COVID, and fortunately, I think one thing that men, specifically on the men's mental health, the only way to get out is you gotta buckle up, you gotta get to work, and you gotta swing. You know what I mean? Like if you're down and you're just focused on being down, you're gonna stay down.
Yeah,
You have to write.
absolutely. Yeah, and I think the importance, like we were gonna ask you about Smile Now, Cry Later. What we just want to hear a little bit more, like if you can give everybody like kind of like a synopsis of it, without giving it away. But I also wanted to touch on the power of the human connection in that movie and how that helped. Like you said, like how Ruby said, like I really loved how the woman stayed by his side, and helped him through it. So can you kind of just give everybody, without kind of giving it away, just from your perspective of what it kind of entails?
Yeah, so my character Joey, he's beginning to start to feel a lot of the waves of grief because he's had his father pass away and he didn't get to reconnect. He also had a falling out with his brother because of where he is in life and where his brother was in life, and just that machismo aspect runs heavy in his family. And this character is just trying to find his way through that grief because the last conversation he had with his father was about his brother. And he ignored the phone call. So he's basically living with that guilt of not being able to talk to his father, and or his mother in this kind of situation. So he basically medicates his way into that closure.
I don't remember seeing a mother character. Was there a mother character at
It was
all?
very brief. Yeah, she's played
Okay.
by Stormy Lopez. It was a very brief scene where we see the mother, and it kind of answers the question as to why the father,
Yeah.
and why Joey's so reserved initially, because the father just let him walk away. You know, conflict. The mother brought conflict to the father, and he's like, no thanks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Got
Yeah.
it. Okay.
Shout out to Stormy. She killed that role. It was like a 20-minute shot, and I think
Wow.
they filmed for like 20 minutes and they were done. I was like,
That's
oh, that's
nice. She
so.
understood
Yeah.
the
Yeah, she understood the role. She got it.
role. Yeah.
I mean, everybody in the film is amazing. Like, you guys are a
Yeah.
set of really great actors, and it gives us inspiration and hope to hopefully we see you guys in more films as you grow into the industry. What do you kind of hope people take away from this film, or what do you think the director and writer hopes people walk away with knowing?
I hope they walk away with hope, you know, that if they're in that place, whether you do it with some sort of, you know, LSD, marijuana, you know, or you do it by journaling, actively getting your way out. However you get it, that there is a way out, and
Yeah.
you know, it doesn't always mean it's over. It's always going to be there, but now you're that much stronger for when the time it comes around. So I'm
Nicely
really
said.
hoping to take a lot of hope out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, I think it just means everything, like coming from, like you said, you've been in dark places at points and times of your life, where you thankfully have gotten yourself out of it. And just hearing that from another Hispanic male, to the Hispanic community, like, I mean, Yeah.
we just kind of want to like we want to take care of them, like we got to let them know we're there for you, and we understand that you have feelings and you're allowed to cry and you're allowed to feel these emotions,
Yep.
and there are people and ways to help, to get you through it. So,
Yeah. And
yeah.
ultimately too, you know, depending where you fall spiritually, but you know, like going to the cross, you know, like
Yes.
leave it at the cross, you know, that's
Yeah.
why you went there. Take it there, we can put it down and we can move forward. That's my walk, at least there
Yes.
with
Yes.
God,
Totally understand.
is that's where I can put it, but I got to do the rest. So
Yeah.
he Him giving me that place to put it, but I got to do everything else. The rest falls on in my actions and
Yeah. And that's
everything.
the thing. We have to take responsibility for ourselves, because we can't just let everything fall apart.
Right.
Like you said, we're parents to, fathers, mothers. We have to be able to hold ourselves accountable as well, and help, and do something for ourselves to get us out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that brought me to like when you say that, it reminds me of my mother, you know, so like, you know, going, you know, Hispanic family, you know, and you know, her and my dad just butting heads, and you know, those times that my dad wasn't home and she was just holding it together with her two jobs and her three kids,
Wow.
just seeing her pissed off, but she's
Yeah.
keeping it together. She's working through the tears, and then they end up working it out. But just her strength there too, and also
Yeah.
too, you know, I have a lot of my father's stubbornness myself, so that into the character, it helps out a lot.
Yeah.
That took a lot of the
Absolutely.
like, yeah, this makes sense.
I think that's just part of, like, a lot of men have, like maybe that stubborn gene.
Yeah.
They
Get rid of
sprinkled that in there a little bit too much.
it.
I think it's just a Latino sazón.
The Latino sazón, there you go.
They
I
didn't even
love
sprinkle it. They just like popped it off, and it just fell. Yeah,
it. They took the
fell.
cap right off.
Yeah.
It fell.
Oh my
It's like
gosh.
cooking. There's no, what do you call it? There's no measurement.
Yeah, no
Yeah.
measurement, no measurement.
With the salt, you know, it just says never enough.
Yeah.
Over
No,
Well,
but
congratulations for being in this film, and most importantly, like, thank you for spreading the word
the
of
awareness.
bringing awareness to men's mental health. Tell everybody where they can follow you, how they can see the film, and all that, so they can connect.
Yeah, so a lot of my stuff, you can find me on Instagram at David M. Carbajal 34. I post a lot of where the film is going to be. I think we just finished our local run here in San Antonio,
Nice.
San Antonio Film Festival. So Next up, we got Austin, a couple of those festivals. We won't have any of those dates
Nice.
until next month, but that's the next town that
Yeah.
we'll be to spread the message at.
Okay, so when does the film come out?
We don't have a release date yet.
Okay.
We're gonna do the run first. We're gonna keep running it, and then we'll have a whole release, a
Got
whole
it.
release going on with it once it's completely out. It's 45 minutes, so
Okay.
it's
That's
worth it.
awesome. Well, let us know when
Yeah,
you
let
have
us
more
know.
information, because we will definitely
Absolutely.
blast that for you. But I love that you came on to the podcast with us and talked to us about this. And it was like so wonderful meeting you. I had no idea you were in San Antonio. I would have definitely come out and support if I knew you were at the film festival. So
It's
next time, let us know. Ruby's in LA if you make it to
okay.
LA.
Whoa, that's the hometown of Keanu, so
Okay,
that's
oh,
gonna be,
really? Oh, yeah.
Keanu, the director's hometown, so, and I'm sure it's
Nice.
gonna find its way over there
Oh,
somewhere.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's where it belongs. It should be.
Sounds great. Yeah, nice to meet you, David. And like Marissa said, I second everything she's saying. Thank you and Keanu for bringing awareness to a men's mental
Thank you. Yeah,
health
I
as well.
appreciate you guys having me on to be able to talk about that.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this
Thank
episode of Girl
you.
Talk Imas. We are on Latina Podcasters Network. Make sure you are following Latina and Latino Podcasters Network for all your favorite podcasters. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.